What's going on, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Yankees. I am your host for this edition, Amari Brown. And in Game 13, we have our beloved Yankees, and it is not going well, guys. The Yankees are facing the Red Sox for the rubber match of this three-game set. The Yankees and the Red Sox have split the previous two games, with the Red Sox drubbing the Yankees 14-1 in Game 1. And then the Yankees coming back and storming back, actually, and winning 10-7 in a thriller. Thriller from a standpoint that there were two bench-clearing incidents. The second incident of those two bench-clearing incidents resulted in fisticuffs. And while I do not condone violence, there are a lot of children that watch the game of baseball, I will say that this was something that I thought would spark the Yankees, at least light a fire under the team. You know, I mean, Tyler Austin comes out, he has some good at-bats, he's playing hard, the team is very flat. So, me, I just thought that this would be something. I thought that this would be a turning point for this team. And, you know, as it stands right now, after a 45-minute rain delay, the Yankees are down 6-0. Have only had one base runner against Rick Porcello, and Porcello is just straight dealing right now. The Yankees are swinging early, not really working the counts. It's just really not looking good right now. And, for some of you guys that have heard me host episodes before, I'm always super positive. I'm always telling you not to worry, but I'm actually kind of frustrated at this point because I can take, you know, guys just losing battles. I can take, you know, a batter being better than our pitcher. I can take, there's a lot of things that I really can take. You know, I think I'm very reasonable when it comes to, when it comes from a fan perspective. And right now the Yankees just, you know, there's little things that the Yankees are doing that I was trying to highlight, but now it's just getting super frustrating. And for, you know, usually I'm telling people not to boo, to relax, to try and find, a silver lining in here. You know, you look at Tyler Wade, another errant throw. I mean, the errors have just been, the Yankees lead the majors in errors right now. And that's something that you can't control. You know, you can't always control hitter slumps. You can't always control, the way the balls fall, the way umps call games. But the things that you are in control of, those are the things that have to be, you know, at the forefront of what you're doing properly all the time. So that means, like, guys, you know, running out grounders, running out pop-ups, throwing to the correct base, not making base running mistakes. Because now it's kind of getting out of hand. And, you know, last night I was just as hyped as anybody because I thought that this lit a fire under the team. I thought that, you know, sometimes when you have a lot of new players to a team, you need that one event to kind of bring everyone together. Kind of like a team builder thing that you do, that corporations do. Whenever you guys start a new calendar year or, you know, just like some team bonding. And I don't want to say that, you know, fighting is a form of team bonding, but, you know, let's call it what it is. In previous years, we've seen plenty of times when brawls bring teams together because you kind of see, it's not even you kind of, you see who has your back. And that's, I thought that, you know, watching Judge and Stanton be right in the middle of the brawl, everyone protecting each other, and, you know, pretty much just coming together as a team, just everyone seeing that confidence, like, okay, this guy has my back or this guy's not afraid. I thought that the Yankees would just come out with their hair on fire and really jump all over Rick Porcello. And honestly, they came out flat, which is really disheartening. And, you know, this isn't going to turn into a session where I just complain. But honestly, the Yankees really, you know, we're almost at that point where we got to wake up. It just really is. I know that it's only 12 games into the season, but some of the mistakes that I'm seeing, it's just, I think that we can control some of this. Tonight, Tyler Wade makes an errant throw when, you know, we had a runner probably, I wouldn't want to say dead to rights, but we had a runner. The catcher was running, Christian Vasquez. We had him at third base. Tyler Austin short hops to throw, and Gary doesn't get to it. I won't really put that on Gary, and neither did the, you know, official scorer, because they gave the error to Tyler Wade. But, you know, that's an opportunity right there. Giancarlo Stanton misplays a ball in left field. Granted, the ball. You know, the wind is crazy. I know that he's not really used to playing left field, and Boston really is a tough place to play left field. But still, I mean, we got to catch the fly ball. Don't overrun it. And when you're not really hitting and you're not really going to make up for your mistakes in the field, it's not acceptable and it's not okay. And it's just really not. So I'm pointing to those two right now, but there's been a bevy of plays where you're just like what the hell is going on? And I feel like that's kind of almost the point where we're at in the season. You know, I'm not in full panic mode, but I'm definitely getting kind of worried. All right. So, I mean, I'm just not really sure what it is. And, you know, this is going to become a theme as well. Sonny Gray pitched. He pitched tonight, but he didn't pitch well. His final stat line was 3+ innings. He gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And I'll just say right now, some people are going to say that the umpire had a tight strike zone, which he did. But you know what? When you get close to the plate, hitters will swing. And Sonny Gray I don't know what we had to do to get through to this guy. His pace is way too slow. You know, I didn't really clock him this time watching a start, but last time when he was from the windup, he was around at 15 to 16 seconds. And against the Orioles, he had success. Obviously, I know that, you know, I'm not naive, guys. I know that when you get runners on base and in scoring position from the stretch, that you definitely want to slow down the game and you definitely want to control the run game. But at the same point, Sonny Gray needs to work faster. It's from a fan's perspective, from a fielder's perspective. Sonny Gray is putting these guys to sleep, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And another thing, he just does not trust Gary Sanchez. Like, we saw it in the playoffs last year. Gary Sanchez is going to be the catcher of this team. And I'm not really sure what Aaron Boone is going to have to do, because he's come out and said that he doesn't believe in personal catchers. Something's going to have to be done. Sanchez and Sonny Gray need to get on the same page, because Gary Sanchez, you can't take his bat out of the lineup. And he's also a better defensive catcher than Austin Romine. So I'm not really sure what has to be done. But whenever Gary is behind the dish and Sonny Gray is pitching, he shakes off a lot of pitches. He just doesn't look comfortable, and it's just never a fluid or easy game. And, you know, giving up 6 runs in 3+ innings is proof of that. So that's one thing that needs to be corrected. And honestly, I'm not going to blame Gary Sanchez, because Gary is among the league leaders in framing, and CeCe, Tanaka, and Seve, they all do fine pitching to Gary Sanchez. So Sonny Gray needs to step it up, and he needs to figure out what he's doing wrong and how he could become better at throwing to Gary Sanchez. Because in the game versus the Red Sox, we don't need Austin Romine hitting. We need Gary Sanchez in there, even when he's not hitting right now. We saw what he could do last night with the multi-homer game. Austin Romine isn't giving that to you. And unless Sonny Gray is going to go out there and throw 8 shutout innings, he's going to have to pitch to Gary Sanchez. So I'm getting a little bit tired of Sonny Gray, because the guys that we sent over there for Sonny Gray are studs. Jorge Mateo is a stud. I feel that I'm a big Jorge Mateo fan. He's in AAA right now. I think that he's going to be a contributor at some point this year for the Oakland Athletics. Dustin Fowler, if he comes back from his injury, he's going to be a contributor for the Oakland Athletics. So you have possibly 2 starters, 2 everyday regulars for them. And then you got the wild card, James Caprillion, who, if he stays healthy, he could be an ace, but that's a big if. But even if he never, you know, reaches his potential or anything like that, you know, they still have 2 regulars and possibly a high leverage reliever at some point if Caprillion can stay healthy. So Sonny Gray needs to get his act together, and that's all I'm saying. Larry Rothschild, I understand that guys have gotten to this point by, you know, doing it their way, but something's got to give. You know, Sonny Gray has not been, he has the stuff, but he has not been great. Coming into this start, you know, in 2 starts, he was 1-0 with a 6.75 ERA and with 13 strikeouts and just in almost as many innings. And that's just not going to cut it. It's really not going to cut it when you are advertised as a, you know, maybe not an ace, but maybe a, you know, a number 2 or a 1B. That's definitely not going to cut it. he's pitching like a number five right now. Even though he's scheduled in a number four, he's pitching like a number five, and that's just not going to cut it. And his numbers against Boston just aren't going to cut it either, because right now it's looking like the AL East is going to run through Boston, and we're going to need guys that aren't afraid to pitch in Boston, and aren't afraid it's going to be cold. It's going to be, you know, end of September and, you know, beginning of October. So guys really need to nut up and show what they have, because right now it's really not looking good. You know? And just it's just frustrating. It's frustrating. That's all I can say right now. It's just really frustrating. And watching Porcello mow down this lineup right now, it's in the seventh inning. He only has 77 pitches. So I'm not sure what the game plan was tonight. I'm pretty sure that it was to, you know, jump out on Porcello early, but it definitely backfired. And now the Yankees are, you know, the Yankees are definitely falling behind right now. So I'm not really sure what this team needs to do. I'm not sure if it's time for a players-only meeting, because it seems like the only guy that really came to play was Aaron Judge this weekend. Judge just hit a double. So I think that was the first hit that Porcello let up. Or it might have been the second, I'm not sure. But that was the first hit. So giving you guys a few live updates right now. Different kind of setup, but that's definitely what it is. And I don't want to say that I'm hitting the panic button, but maybe, you know, you guys know that meme when we're sweating, the cartoon character sweating, and we might hit the panic button. It's seriously getting to that point. So, you know, we'll see what happens right now. But on another note, if you would like to join Team Locked On, because we are building lots of momentum and gaining lots of steam, we encourage you to do so. And if you would like to advertise on Locked On Yankees, please do not hesitate to reach out at LockedOnNYY@gmail.com. Once again, that is LockedOnNYY@gmail.com. All right, guys. The next thing I want to touch on is the underperformance of people, even though we didn't really expect them to be contributing this much and us to be depending on them this much in the early goings. Tyler Wade and Miguel Andujar. If you are new to this podcast, you guys can just, all you have to do is go back a couple of weeks, and it was definitely Tyler Wade Spirit Week. All of us here, we were super excited and super ready to get behind Tyler Wade and really anoint him as the opening day second baseman, especially after the news that Greg Bird was going to miss 6 to 8 weeks with the recovery from the surgery that he had to remove the bone spurs. Tyler Wade is 2-for-27 in this season with only 3 RBIs. That's not going to cut it. That's just not going to cut it. His defense has been good. Like I said, he did make an error tonight. But, I mean, you got to get it together. Because while I will not say that Tyler Wade is a part of the reason that the Yankees are 6-6, or he's a part of the reason that the Yankees are in this predicament right now, you have to produce, because at some point it's getting close to the deadline for the Super 2 rule, and the Yankees are going to be able to call up Gleyber Torres, and if everything keeps going the way it does, yeah, Tyler Wade is going to be back down in AAA, or he's going to definitely slide into that reserve role. So Tyler Wade is definitely going to have to get it together. He's had some moments. I mean, he had the go-ahead run in the Baltimore series, but 2-for-27 isn't going to cut it. You know, he's striking out. He's not looking overmatched like he was last year, but he's definitely not impressing like he was in spring training. Miguel Andujar, if you guys have listened to me on this podcast or listened to my own podcast that I do with my good friend James Scott, Empire Claps Back, you know that we are big fans, especially myself, we are big fans of Miguel Andujar. And right now, Miguel Andujar is 3-for-28. And he also has 3 RBIs, but that's also not going to cut it, especially for a guy that's a bat-first prospect. His glove has come along, his defense has improved, but Miguel Andujar's value lies in his bat, and right now he just isn't hitting. And you can see even tonight that Ronald Torres is starting over him. So these two have a great opportunity right now that's afforded to them. So, you know, and they have the chance to take these positions, you know, firmly in their grasp, and they're just not doing it. Granted, I'll tell you right now, if we're, you know, if we're counting on Miguel Andujar and Tyler Wade to really affect the outcome of these games, then the Yankees are in more trouble than, you know, than we'll be in, you know, than any of us could have foreseen. But right now, it's all hands on deck, and you know, the ship isn't sinking. It isn't going down. But you know, there's some gaskets and some pipes bursting in the machine room, and we definitely need all hands on deck, and we can't have two guys slashing a combined 109, 166, and 146. That's just not going to cut it. It's just really not. Those numbers are coming into this game, but neither of them have a hit. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen. And honestly, Tyler Wade and Miguel Andujar, if they don't get it together soon, they're going to have to see their time decreased. And with, you know, I'm not going to say that he's the savior or anything like that, but Gleyber Torres is starting to pick it up in Scranton. And, oh, yeah, he's starting to play third base, too. While I don't think that third base is Torres's position of the future, I feel that he is, well, in this team right now, if Didi sticks around, he's definitely a second baseman or a shortstop. But the writing is going to be on the wall very soon because, you know, this is New York, and we already saw how the fans are. Now, we know that the Yankees, you know, front office and their brass don't really, you know, get over anxious, but, you know, it's getting to that point in the season where, you know, this team had a lot of high expectations, and it's getting to that point, guys. It's really getting to that point. I know I came on here last week and told you guys not to worry, but it's getting to that point. You know, I know the injuries have happened. I know everything that's going on, but these mistakes that we're having isn't even from a talent standpoint. It's just guys just not executing. You know, we know that these guys have the talent. Tommy Kahnle, I'm not sure what's going on with Tommy Kahnle. I know that, you know, relievers are, you know, very frugal from year to year. But right now, Tommy Canley's pitched 6 1/3 innings. He's given up 4 hits, 7 runs, 5 earned runs, and he's walked 7 guys already. Now, you know, I'm not really sure if it's a mechanical problem with Tommy Kahnle or what's going on, but he needs to get it together. He's a part of that vaunted bullpen that we were counting on. Adam Warren, 3 2/3, 6 hits. Oh, he's only given up 2 earned runs, but he really hasn't done much. He has a 4.91 ERA. Granted, it's only 3 1/3 innings, but guys, we got to get it together. Like, you know, this was supposed to be a team's strength. You know, Boone is doing what the numbers say, and the numbers say to go to this bullpen, and guys just aren't executing. You know, the bullpen has blown at least 3 or 4 games for this team. So you can't even blame it. Like, altogether, it's just been a really bizarre beginning to the year. And as much as I want to say that I'm happy that, you know, it's happening early, you know, with the injuries and you know, Boone being put in a lot of situations where, you know, it's testing his mettle and he's learning on the job really quickly. It gets to a point where, you know, the season really isn't won in, what month are we in? April, March and April and even May. But honestly, team, you know, it can definitely be lost in this early time right now. So we're getting to that point as Rick Porcello strikes out Aaron Hicks in the top of the 7th to leave 2 runners on. And again, they're not hitting with runners in scoring position. So it's just really baffling. I don't know if guys like got full of themselves and they're playing, you know, out of their games or beyond their means right now. But it's like no one is going up there with a plan. They're going up there, besides Gardner and Judge, like even Didi's a super aggressive hitter, but besides Gardner and Judge, who's taking pitches? Sanchez is swinging from his heels and trying to pull everything. I'm just kind of at a loss for words right now. So I really don't know how this team can fix it. But I know that Boone, he might have to switch up his style a little bit. I know that you don't want to become like a rah-rah guy or anything like that, but definitely a team meeting or like a players or a coaches meeting needs to be called, and somebody needs to say something, and somebody needs to just look around and be like, hey guys, we need to look in the mirror and, you know, take a page out of Joe Torre's book. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to berate guys, but it has to get to a point where you have to just look and say, all right, let's look in the mirror, guys. Let's remember who we are. Let's know what we can do. Let's look at the back of our baseball cards and let's get the job done, because right now this just isn't New York Yankees baseball, and this just isn't acceptable. This isn't acceptable to the Steinbrenners. This isn't acceptable to Cashman and company. And this for sure isn't acceptable to the fans. And, you know, and I'm going to start siding with the fans at this point right now. You know, people pay a lot of money to see good baseball. And, you know, these fans deserve some good baseball. So I think that the Yankees really need to get it in gear. And hopefully they will, so we can, you know, so we can see the team that we all hoped that we were going to see, guys. So, I mean, it's tough right now, but hang in there. I think that it's going to get better very soon. But right now, it's getting real thick real quick. But, you know, I encourage you guys to keep listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast and checking out LockedOnYankees.com, because there's a lot of things happening and our team is growing. Guys like Larry Fleischer, of course, our leader, Jesse Spector, Gary Phillips, Sean St. Jacques, these guys do a great job. Head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, tell us what you love, tell us what, and even more importantly, tell us what you don't like. Tell me if I'm doing a good job, tell me if I'm doing a bad job so I can get better, guys. I appreciate everything that you guys do, and I appreciate all the listeners. This was in this edition of the Locked On Yankees, and I am your host, Amari Brown. Have a great night, guys. We'll catch you next week.